Indian and Pakistani troops continue to trade fire along the line of control. As India and Pakistan continue to trade machine guns and mortar fire along the border for the third day on Sunday, Islamabad is rife with speculation about the fallout of the ongoing tension. Rauf Malik, former director of Atomic Energy Commission in Pakistan, said that in case of an all-out war, they could use nuclear power to save their people.
We are a nuclear power which is entirely meant for, essentially meant as a deterrent. But if it's an all-out war and there is a threat to our safety and security, then you never know what will happen, actually.
However, the residents of border villages are of the view that a peaceful solution to the dispute between the two countries is the only way out for amity.
We can't change our geography. We can't change our history. There are incidents. They happen. But we have to be silent and to accommodate each other.
Whereas Muinul Islam, a university lecturer, feels that India's inability to differentiate between a freedom fighter and a terrorist is the cause of the heightened tensions between the two countries.
Unfortunately, United Nations, and for that matter, even the United States, has never been able to distinguish between freedom fighter struggle and terrorism. They have always confused this issue. And that is the reason things have come to this pass.
Meanwhile, even as India adopts a diplomatic offensive against Pakistan, two Jawans have been killed and several others injured in a series of militant attacks in Jammu. Rashmi Kabra, ANI.